mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, as we come this morning, as Pastor Tolu takes over for a number of minutes on this altar, I want you to forget about yourself, concentrate on Jehovah, and begin to worship Him. Beloved, when we are grateful, He will be gracious. When we express attitude of gratitude, we will walk in an unending grace of God that delivers God's word to us in an exceeding and great measure beyond our imagination and our expectation. I am here this morning to take my portion, but I must let God know that I am thankful. I am forever grateful for all the great things that the Lord has done in my life, for the workings of God from the first day of this month, the second, third, fourth, fifth, that God has appeared to us by His word, and He takes the word for everything to turn around for our good. Therefore, this morning, beloved, you begin to lead us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Beloved, you engage your spirit man in diving into the presence of the Lord with your attitude of gratitude and with your praise. Paul says, I will sing in the spirit and I will sing in my understanding too. Any which way this morning, just begin to give Him praise. Worship Him, exalt the name of the Lord Jesus. Pastor Tolu, go ahead, because I can feel the fire before I go on this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Father, we praise you this morning. We give you all the praise, all the glory. We thank you for today being the fifth day of our whole round supernatural turnaround. Lord, we thank you for that which you started to do in our lives, even from the first day of this fast of waiting upon you. Lord, we appreciate you. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. And I want the people of the Lord to open with me this morning their Bible to the book of Psalm 29. And David said that that's a psalm of David. He said, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the inns of Tukar and discovered the forest. And in His temple did everyone speak of His glory. The Lord seated upon the floor. Yea, the Lord seated king forever. The Lord will give strength unto His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. I want us to just lift up our voice to God this morning as we give unto Him the glory, the honor, the adoration that is due His holy name this morning. Let the inhabitants of Zion lift their voice to the Almighty God. The one who dreads brilliant things. The Lord who thundereth with His voice. Who breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. You cause the mountains to skip. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is upon many waters. There is a thundering of God in this season. God, I'm beginning to thunder. With his voice. The voice of the Lord is going forth in this season into our lives, into our family, into our nation, into our community. Powers are given way. The mighty UFC are given way in this season. Mountains are given way. Every opposition are giving way in this season. Because God will come, he will rule from his only habitation. Those who will not let go will begin to go for us in this season. We are on this altar this morning to experience the speaking forth of God. Over our nation. We are here to experience the speaking forth of God over our community. We are here to experience the speaking forth of God over our life. The most angry thunder in this season. That is the reason why the psalmist said, give God no rest until he establishes fire. Until he makes a place of praise on the heart. Let's give the power of heaven this morning. As we give God the glory that is due his holy name. I will yet stand again. He will silence the voice of the adversary. I want us to just do our own part of the job this morning. As we give way for the thundering of God, as we give way to the invasion of God, as we give way to the speaking forth of God, in your praise, in your worship this morning is your victory. As you give God the glory due his name, God will speak into your life. He will speak into your situation. It will bring about a turnaround. That is beyond your imagination. That is beyond what you can fathom. Soto, he will do what only he can do. Ilabaka Robo Zikete Lobaba, Ilabaka Soto Robo Siko Robo Shapa, Lamusia, Banasia, Lamusia, Manzahila Vizahata, giving glory, giving honor, giving praise, giving adoration, Ilaboko Soto Lobaba, for the Lord is a ruler above all other gods. Ilabaka Soto Ribana Shita, Gan Suza and Rosa Via Shata, Nali Roshe Ketemedrono Suza Hombra Via, Rekava Hosta, Zima Angu Suza Hombra Via Shata, Nehon Frundi, Limbro Hosata, Reketolebo Soto Lobo Shika Baba, Ilababa Soto Lobo Lobo Shata, the Bible should let everyone, Ilabaka Soto in his temple, speak forth of his glory. I want us to speak forth of the glory of God this morning. Alabaka Soto Lobo said, he said, give God the glory that is due his name. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Da. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Da. Praise his strength. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Soto Lobo Lobo Da. Ilabaka giving glory, giving honor, giving praise. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Da. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Rebike Soto Lobo. Father, we say you decide the glory this morning. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Da. We are not ascribing the glory that is due your name to any other things, to any other idol. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Da. We glory Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Da. Ilabaka Soto Lobo Shiko Lobo Da. For great is our God, and greatly to the praise in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. He is beautiful for all situations. We thank you, Father.
And give
His name and give Him glory. I will bless the Lord and give Him glory. I will bless His name and give Him glory. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy, holy name. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, bless you, Jesus, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. 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 Bless His holy name. Our God has done great things. He has done great things. Our God has done great things. He has done great things. Jehovah has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. He will yet do you great things. He will do great things. My God shall do great things. He shall do great things. Our God has done great things. He shall do great things. Bless His holy name. Our God shall do great things. He shall do great things. Jehovah shall do great things. He shall do great things. He shall do great things. He shall do great things. Bless His holy name. Beloved, this morning you serve and I serve a God of wonder that performs great things. That is why He has the capacity to make great. That is how He has this capacity to turn things around in your life and in my life. This morning, wherever you are at, I want you to lift up your voice before the Ancient of God, Ancient of Days, and you begin to say to the Lord, by the power of your voice, by the power of your word, Lord, perform great wonders, untold result in my life, as you turn things around in my favor. Perform your word. Let your word be performed. Perform your word in my life today. O God of wonder, perform your word. Perform your word. Perform your word. Perform your word. Perform your word in my life this morning. Let there be a performance of the word of the Lord in my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. He has power to perform. So you are said to the Lord, in this season of supernatural turnaround, make your word good. Make your word good. Isaiah 55:11, it said, my word that come out of my mouth, it shall not return back unto me void. It has the power to perform, so it will perform all that I have sent it to do. And it will make good my word. It will cause everything to deliver according to my word. It means the word of God will be a reality that is experienced and not just spoken. You are sent to the Lord, O thou that perform your word, perform your word, perform your word of supernatural turnaround in my life. Perform your word, perform your word. Let there be a powerful performance of God's word in my life today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying. Beloved, let us turn together this morning to the Psalm 29, which is our psalm of worship that we have started with even this morning. Beloved, the word of the Lord begins to speak to help us to know that your God and my God is a performer. The word of the Lord has said, ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. It is impossible to see the power of God and not worship. But beloved, the power of God is manifested when you know how to offer worship unto the Lord. The word of the Lord helps us to see in the book of Psalm, knowing fully well that our praise brings down the presence of God. In Psalm 8, God's word begins to help us to see. Let's go to Psalm 8. Put your hand in Psalm 29, but come with me to the book of Psalm. Psalm 8. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. Out of the unable, out of those who does not have strength, out of those who are yet to be formed, but beloved, their offering of praise, God ordained to come into their midst, and that he will fight a war against the adversary by the praise of the infant. Infants are children that depended on their parents. Infants, children, they are not on their own able to do anything much. They are just being weaned from the breast. Infants don't have the strength of a lion, but their praise provided divine strength because their praise ushered in the presence of the Lord. Infants, as you have children in your arm that are infants, you have children in your arm, beloved, that have just been warned, maybe from breast milk, maybe you have just weaned them, beloved, from normal milk, but whatever you do, you still have to take care of those kids. They are children. But God said, in that which looks insignificant, in that child that looks unable according to the order of man, in that child that is not yet grown to be educated and to be formed enough to be equipped, if that child is a pressure, he walks in my power because he has my presence. And when the power of God manifests, every enemy and the avenger, they are silenced. Beloved, I don't tell Pastor Tolu what the Lord told me this morning. The last one hour, I was engaging God. As the Lord spoke some things to my spirit personally. Beloved, I want you to know that it takes the grateful to be praiseful. And the praiseful will walk in the undeniable presence of God that, beloved, provoke the voice of the Lord to go forth and to bring down the whatever is the cedars of Lebanon. Beloved, this is the highest tree in the field. And the Lord showed me a revelation. I remember a season when things were in a state. I just went through something that is unbelievable according to my mental sense. And beloved, I saw injustice. I saw unfair treatment. I saw the man is limited in the way man will think or the man will see things. Beloved, but I know what the Lord said. But on the natural, the word of the Lord looked like a lie. But I made up my mind on that day to say to the Lord, if this is the last thing I will do, I will yet believe you. Because you spoke, and I heard what you have spoken to me. Beloved, I want you to know that the Lord who speaketh, he came and he showed me a giant tree in the midst of the forest. And I saw how the voice of the Lord went forth and shook this highest tree in the midst of this forest. The demonic tree that wanted to sponsor shame, humiliation, embarrassment. The demonic tree that looks like the tallest principality and power. I saw just the voice of the Lord rock the boat of that demonic tree, and I had a huge landing in the forest. I saw that tree crash landed. Beloved, and Psalm number 29, help us to see the power that is in the voice of the Lord. But it doesn't just happen. That is why the praise and worship team, they are the most sensitive area of assignment, because the voice either will be a voice that will execute the judgment of God that is written upon the wicked, the voice that brings down the glory of God, Oh, beloved, when there is no grace and no anointing in that area, there is no release of power. God said it's not in your qualification. It's not in our education. It's not, beloved, in our know-how, but it is in the one who knows how to tune in into the Spirit of the living God, by the Spirit of the living God, and give the God that is worthy of our worship, the worship that is due unto his holy name. And I understand in the day of God's power, God's people are more than willing. The word of the Lord says, in the day of his power, everything lines up to see the execution of the word of the Lord. Therefore, I don't know about you this morning, but the word of the Lord said in Psalm 50, verse 23, he that offered praise honors me and prepared the way that I might show unto him my salvation. He that offers praise, and beloved, in the offering of praise, if his conversation is right, he prepared the way that I might show unto him my salvation. Offering of praise glorifies me. Ordering of our conduct aright show and enable God to perform the wonder that is required. How? When your conduct and your voice is aligned with the word of God. You cannot pray like this. You can't praise. And your word is different from what you have prayed about. You cannot pray and then your word is, what is coming out of you is different. God said that your praise leads to a release of a Shekinah glory. The praise of the saints bring down the presence of the Lord. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is power of the Lord to handle every cedar of Lebanon, to handle your most challenging situation and to turn it around. Jacob, look, he saw the situation. You could have cheated me these 10 times, but I know end of a matter is better than its beginning thereof. For my righteousness shall answer for me in its time, and it will not lie. The Lord helped me to see what he was talking about the righteousness. Because even though he woke up in the morning, and beloved, a leopard has taken again. What was meant to be his reward, he stayed to watch over the few animals that remains. He didn't walk away. He knew that Jacob does not have what it takes to reward him, but he knows that there is a reward that comes from the Father that surpasses what a leopard can give unto him. Beloved, God rose up in his favor. God judged Laban. He said, what belongs to Laban, God has put. What belongs to your father, God has given it to me. The righteousness spoke because there was a creative intelligence, a supernatural knowing, an understanding that came and enabled him to take an insignificant play step that leads to a reward of many, 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 many years of being denied, of being deluded, of being cheated, of being humbled, of being put to shame, of being embarrassed. God put answers. God put fruitfulness in his hand, so he was free from a vainful exploit. He left with a gainful result that surpasses the one that says, I will keep on cheating, and there will not be anything for you when you go. Because a laborer is saying, it's okay for you to go, but go empty. A laborer careless, whether his own daughter is going with a Jacob. Because even if you are a cheater, and your son-in-law asks you for freedom, you should not adjust, because you know that that man is still connected with, is still connected with your own children, and is going to leave, and then you emptied everything you want to run him out empty. Beloved, there are satanically influenced parents who are not mindful, who can hurt their own sons and their own daughters, and hurt whoever they are connected with, and mess up their life at the expense of a stupid clowning in a stupid demonic witchcraft place, because they want to have a name and a fame. They want to grow in doing wickedness, and they sold their soul to the devil, and sold the livelihood and the future of their children even to the devil. But beloved, any one of such personality, today, by the covenant of supernatural turnaround, in the flesh that you have offered to God this morning, they shall go down so that you will arise. The Lord spoke to me early hours as I stood in his presence. He said, open your mouth wide and I will feel it. And I was saying, Lord, what will you feel it with? He said, because I will express myself through you to bring down the cedars of Lebanon, the demonic giants that stood against God's people. He said, I am bringing them down, and the giants of opposition, and the giants of harassment, and the giants of blockage, of barrier, every giant of disfavor, every giant of lack, every giant of resistance to the manifestation, beloved, of this supernatural turnaround covenant of God in the life of the prevailers, I command their going down this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. David found expression. He opened his mouth. What are silenced orders? He was unintimidated by the giants of the Philistines. David spoke forth after the same manner. He spoke not once until the person that was meant to hear him heard. And let King Saul know that there is a young fellow. We don't know what he has in confidence, but he's a speaker. It might want listening to him. David spoke. When others were silenced, and the spoken word of David effect a final destruction, an undeniable victory was achieved because he spoke. He said, what shall be given to a man? I don't want to labor in vain. What shall be given to a man who brings down the head of this terrorizer? What shall be given to a man who overcome and prevail over this devil? What shall be given to a man? What is the reward of speaking? What is the reward of standing against the devil that stood against the army of Israel and against God's people? What shall be given to a man? What shall be given to this man? Beloved, he settled it. So he has an expectation before going into battle. Everything that you say must be set according to that which you must see. before you engage in the battle. Beloved, so what is your reward this morning? Your reward is that God's word cannot fail. David therefore arose, 1 Samuel 17, he rose up early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took and went as Jesse had commanded him, and he came to the trench as the host was going forth to the fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines have put the battle in array, army against army. Face to face, head to head combat. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of God, the Goliath, by name out of the armies of the Philistines, and spoke according to the same words, and David asked them. The enemy speaks as long as the cedar tree of issues of life is still standing, is speaking. Because it's making a statement that I am here. And all men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? Men can gossip. But we're looking for men and women that will engage in battle, having the voice of the Lord to bring down the giants of life, to terminate the power of hell, and to enforce the victory of Calvary. And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? What is the reward of my waiting? What is the reward of my fighting? What must I get? When you are starting a project, you set the expectation of your stakeholders. And if you do not deliver according to the expectation that you've set, your project is canceled or is deemed unfit for the purpose. But beloved, expectation is not by accident what people come with in the design world or even in the project world. From the very beginning, when God spoke, he expected to see. His expectation was indifferent to the word that has gone forth out of his mouth. God said to me, there is a word in your mouth. But this word this morning is to bring an enforcement of your supernatural turnaround. David said in Psalm 18:44, as soon as they hear of me, they submitted themselves unto me. Because what have they had? They had the voice of a David. In the same way that the darkness had the voice of the Lord, and the darkness bowed to the voice of the Ancient of Days. After the same order, David's voice, he said, what am I getting? Because that will be my expectation for going into this battle. And he said, the people told him, as he spoke to the men that stood by him, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? This one looks like a giant is insignificant, and taken away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised? He has started speaking. Who is this uncircumcised personality who is this? The one that has lost his cover but is still appearing like a giant. That should defy the armies of the living God, and the people are sad him after his manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killeth him. Beloved, you will see a David, he anchored his soul in God. He said, this man, this thing called the Philistine, is defying the armies of the living God. He was not taking a personal head-to-head combat like they were doing. He knows that if you rush against the host of God, the lion will roar. And when there is a roaring of a lion, there is a voice that goes forth. And that voice of the Lord is what delivers the righteous and destroys the wicked. And Eliab, his brother, beloved, opposed him. And beloved told him that it's like you have come again. His anger was kindled against David. And he said, why comest thou either? Thou with whom, who have you left those few animals with? I know your presumptions and the evil of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle. You just come to watch. And David said, what have I done now? Was it not but a word? What have I done now? Was it not a word? His word makes his own brother from his own house to be raging at him. The word demonstrates confidence. It demonstrates assurance. And they size him up and they look at him as an infant that has no power. But they don't know that there is a power in the voice of David that goes forth. David said, what have I done now? Was it not but a word? Can't I even speak? Is there not a cause? Is there not a reason for what I am speaking? And he turned away from him towards another and spoke. So nobody could stop him. He spoke on until he sees the manifestation of his word, until his word get carried to the one that will enforce it and give him the go ahead to carry on and bring the head of his Goliath down. Why? Because without a voice, that is why Tyson will go into battle on Muhammad Ali, the first thing. They would have given a lot of exchange of words before the battle starts. What has the power to weaken what looks strong? The Bible says that there is power of life and death in the tongue, and those who know how to use it, they will eat the fruit thereof. So David eats the fruit of victory, the fruit of supernatural turnaround, because he engages his mouth and he spoke forth. And his voice began to bring down what was considered the powerful, the untouchable, what was considered a giant that cannot, beloved, fought. He had victory. What is your giant? The giant manifested, beloved, that has been speaking after the same order, the giant of sickness, the Goliath of death, the Goliath of joblessness, the Goliath of failing and falling, the Goliath that wants to humiliate you, the Goliath whose assignment is to see that as his assignment is that he has been saying continually, there is no hope, there is no help, there is no recovery. The Goliath that has spoken in the night has spoken in the daytime. The Goliath that has no respect for color, for training, that has no respect for the king nor his army. the Goliath that terrifies, the Goliath that was speaking, whose voice you were heard. Some Goliath are speaking internally. Some Goliath, they have spoken physically. Beloved, some of this Goliath that I'm talking about this morning, they are the rage of the storm that was speaking. Until Jesus spoke back to it, the voice of Jesus commanded the storm to be still. And beloved, the power of God was released, and there was a change because the voice of God has gone forth. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, and the God of glory turned. And 1 Samuel chapter 7 help you and I to see how the thundering goes forth. He said, while Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle again. But that day, the Lord thundered with a loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were rooted before the Israelites. So what is the thunder of the Lord? 2 Samuel 22:14, it said the Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. When the thunder of God goes forth, everything hears. The things that need to be uprooted, they are uprooted. The things that need to be shaken, they are shaken. The voice of the Lord engage a striking thunder that brings down every demonic giant that waste the waster and stop the opposition from going on. So when the word of the Lord says, those who know how to use his voice, they engage in the powerful tool of God that brings judgment and cause panic in the camp of the enemy that rose up against the righteous. That is why in the book of Job, the word of the Lord says, at this also my heart trembles and leaps from its place. Listen carefully to the thunder of the voice of God, as it roars from its mouth. Under all heaven he lets it loose, and its lightning is thunder to the ends of the earth. When God rises up to take position on your side, he needs you to speak forth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice, and he does not restrain the lightnings when his voice is heard. Beloved, and you and I, we are a child of God. Your voice carries the power, carries the expression of the voice of the living God, that when it goes forth, it must execute judgment on the wicked. I need extra 10 minutes. And it does not restrain the lightning. When the thunder of God goes forth, when the Lord comes with a roar, he thunders the tremendous voice of his majesty. He does not retrain it when he speaks. God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. So when you want to see great things and the wonders of God to occur in your life, it is a place where you engage the voice of the Lord, the word of the Lord, declaring the power of His majesty that terrify your adversary and let the devil get out of your body. So there is a voice that manifests your turnaround. There is a voice that executes the wonders of the Lord. There is a voice that manifests the great things that makes great. There is a voice. When Psalm 107 verse 20 says, He sent forth His word, and He healed our land, and delivered us from all of our troubles. The voice goes forth, and sickness bow, and trouble expire, and pain disappear, and problems, beloved, they dissipate. You are nowhere to be found again. Joblessness will go. So your voice this morning is to see that whatsoever has stood or that is standing, that is speaking after the same manner, like the voice of a Goliath to Israel, like the voice of trouble, the voice of sickness, the voice of oppression of witchcraft, the voice of affliction, beloved, by the powerful voice of God, only one singular assignment I have is that you release the voice of thunder. The voice of thunder of the Lord that causes marvelous things to happen. Job 37:5, God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. Supernatural turnaround exceeds the imagination and the understanding of man. That is why a lot of us, coming from Anglican or whatsoever background where nobody played drums or they don't even speak up in church, have been denied many times because we think it's a jejeli thing. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent, beloved, must take it by force. In the forceful advancement to take your supernatural turnaround, it has to be enforced by thunder of the Lord this morning. Therefore, you are going to don't know your situation. You are going to say, oh God, arise by the voice of your thunder. Strike down everything opposing my supernatural turnaround. And then you begin to talk about them, be it sickness, be it pain, be it trouble, be it lack, be it want, be it oppression, affliction, backwardness. You are saying, oh God, arise by your voice of thunder, strike down every cedar of Lebanon, manifested as sickness, manifested as oppression of the night, manifested as pain and problem, manifested as resistance, manifested as joblessness, manifested as hopelessness, against my supernatural turnaround, strike them down by the voice of your thunder, strike them down by the voice of your thunder, strike them down by the voice of your thunder. where your affliction is, where the problem is. You strike them down, the adversaries. You strike down the cancer. You strike down the leukemia. You strike down the fibroid. You strike down the cedar of Lebanon. It looks prominent. He has a voice. He was standing and said, I am still here. The devil that is saying, I am still here. I hold you down. I will not let you go. He has said, oh, voice of thunder of the Lord, strike down every enemy of my supernatural. Turn around every enemy sponsoring disfavor, every enemy sponsoring lack, every enemy sponsoring regression, every enemy sponsoring failing and falling. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, arise by the power of your word. Arise by the voice of your thunder. Strike down every satanic assassin. Strike down every satanic manipulator. Strike down every enemy of my life, every contender of my faith, every contender of the word of God in my life. Strike them down. Smite them with your thunder. Strike them down. Smite them with your thunder. Strike them down. Smite the enemy of my rising, the enemy of my new song, the enemy of my healing, the enemy of my wellness and all this, the enemy of my progress, the enemy of my deliverance. Lord, I rise by your divine power. Strike down by your divine thunder every satanic force, every demonic stronghold, every assault enemy, every impossibility that rose up against my life. Strike them down by the power of your word. Strike them down by the voice of your thunder. Strike them down by the voice of your thunder. Strike them down by the voice of your thunder. Oh, Labakoshate. Aha. When the voice of the thunder goes forth, it is like a roaring of a lion. And when the lion roars, every animal in the jungles, they quake. They take cover. They hide away. That is why David said in Luke 18:44, as soon as they hear my voice, they submit themselves unto me. As strangers fade away from their close places, whatever stranger implantation of sickness, the strange plantation of opposition, the strange orchestrated event called blockages, barrier to your establishment in business, in your career, in your health, establishment of your marriage, you are saying, oh God, arise by your voice, strike down and smite down every strange implantation of infirmity in my body, infirmity in the arm, disease, and on the job. Disease is something that is not according to the rightful order. It brings discomfort, despair, it brings pain, and manifests as problems, non-alignment of any occurrence with the word of the Lord. And beloved, when the thunder of God strike, it will eliminate every form of non-aligned situations with your supernatural turnaround given to you by God this week. Therefore, on this last day of the week, let every voice of the opposition be silenced by the voice of the thunder of the Lord. and begin to say, now, Lord, I want to see your wonder as a proof of supernatural turnaround in my life. So the voice of thunder produces the miraculous, it makes great, and performs the wonder so that we don't keep on wondering. Therefore, you are said to the Lord, by the thunder of the voice of the Lord, let the undeniable result of the supernatural wonder of God be made visible in my life. 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 Ulabe ekrondosi ate. Endege kwazo. Oleblenge kogosuata la prendege suato. Igekwa atuata atolobros ate. You are sent by the voice of thunder of the Lord. I put an end to oppression of affliction in every dimension, in any area of my life. And therefore, I command the execution of the spoken word of God for me now in the name of Jesus. Ondelike etroswa, osoto, onderebosa, enforce your supernatural turnaround. The voice of thunder is struck down. The Goliath establishes the victory for David. So as you have struck down the cedars of Lebanon, because God said out of the mouth of Baal, he has ordained praise to silence the enemies and the avenger. As he silences them, he establishes his counsel concerning his people. Therefore, you are saying, as the enemy has been prevailed over today, I see my supernatural turnaround established in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Now begin to enforce your supernatural turnaround. Take possession of your supernatural turnaround in the mighty name of God the Father, in the mighty name of God the Son, in the mighty name of God the Holy Spirit. Nothing resists what you declare because the voice of the Lord thunders. And when it roars, it is irresistible, unstoppable. And if you believe it is done for you, just give him thanks this morning. And as you give him thanks, say to the Lord, empower me today with the spirit of grace and supplication. As I pray, oh God, this day, let me see and experience every manifestation of my prayers in the name of Jesus. Receive a new strength from the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run, they shall not be weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. Father, we thank you this morning for the undeniable proof of your word that you have established in us. Thank you, my Father, for your voice has gone forth out of Zion. Therefore, the cedars of Lebanon, they are smitten down. The Goliaths that are larger than life, the giants of opposition and harassment and sickness and shame, they are brought down, defeated. Lord, we thank you for the victory of Calvary, that the same thunder of the Lord, the voice of his thunder that performed the wonders of God and the greatness of God that manifests the power of God, is at work in the life of every prevailer today to do in us for us what no man could do, or no man has the ability to do, or no man is equipped to perform. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I enforce a supernatural turnaround in the life of every prevailer by the voice of the thunder of the Lord that is leading and releasing the prevailers into wholeness, into wellness, into supernatural provision, into divine aid and divine help, into divine favor today. Anyone that apply for visa today, you shall meet with favor. Anyone that has a court case today, decision will be made in your favor on the home front and in the marketplace. There is favor around every children's school application. Receive a favorable response in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area where help is needed, help is attained. Help is obtained in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We decree and declare, as God begins to prepare the souls that comes even today to the prayer summit in the United Kingdom, I decree and declare that every emptiness of your life are emptied, and I decree establishment of the counsel and of the word of the Lord, of the covenant of supernatural turnaround manifesting in the life of the prevailers. So no one will go back the same way that they have come before the summit, during the summit, and after the summit. Every day you appear in Zion, there is a change of story for you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Unto you, the eternal God, the everlasting Father, the one who has the power to perform and who performed the word of his servant and execute the word of his messenger. Unto the God of Zion, whose voice break down the cedars of Lebanon. Unto the God of Zion, who thunders and smites down every oppression of the wicked and the crooked, Unto you this morning, I lift up my voice and I speak before you as your servant to your hearing, that every affliction that came with the people before they came on this altar, as they return, you shall see those affliction no more in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all by the set word of God in the direction of every soul under the sound of my voice. I decree expirement of your affliction. The strangers that you have seen before, you shall see them no more. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the covenant of supernatural turnaround is established on this holy place. It's established in every family life, every individual, single parent, and business situation and circumstances, and even careers in any area of our life. I decree the establishment of the supernatural turnaround, turning all things around for our good. For it is written, he made all things to work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. For this purpose, you have been called, that you manifest and experience and operate, and as you walk in the supernatural, able to turn around in every area of your life, experiencing the greatness of God that makes great, the wonders of God that stop every wandering in life. Beloved, the grace of God that terminates every disgrace, the wholeness and the wellness designed, released by God in your life this morning, that causes to expire everything that is not aligned with the word of God. Therefore, as you go forth this morning, may the Lord lift up his countenance over you. May his face shine upon you for good. May your greatness be increased, and may your comfort be known on every side. The rod of the wicked will not fall upon the land that is allotted to the righteous. And beloved, as you go for today, you are ordered in the direction of the voice of the Lord. Every roaring of the devil against you, it is silenced. The Lord of the Lion of the tribe of Judah on the inside of you silences every satanic force in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the grace to align your word and your voice to utter that which is pleasing unto God, that will bring you pleasure and obtain for you the divine treasure that is ordained for you by God. Receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we dedicate the Touch Heaven program that starts from 12 midnight unto you. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, have your way, take your place, and let your glory be made known in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be a release of the spirit of supplication and intercession. Let great grace be given unto us to stand between the altar and the porch and to see the establishment of your will and Lord and that of your kingdom. To see established on earth that which heaven had already completed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who wait upon the Lord in fasting and prayer. Your strength shall be renewed. You shall not be weak. You shall not be weary. You shall be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, our God. Unto you, my Father, who has called me, Pastor Drew, Pastor Bolaji, Pastor Tolu, Pastor Bisola, and all the leaders in this commission, and every servant of the Lord that serve your purpose on this altar. Unto you that execute what you have sent us to declare and perform what you have sent us even to say. Lord, unto you who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever speak, or all that we ever think, or that we ever expected, or that we ever imagined. Unto you, the performer, by the power of your word and the voice of your thunder, unto you we return the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have